Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to effectively describe a time when you received constructive criticism in IELTS speaking. Constructive criticism is an essential aspect of personal and professional growth. In the IELTS speaking test, you may be asked to describe a time when you received constructive criticism. This topic is increasingly common in recent IELTS exams and is likely to appear in future tests. Let's explore how to tackle this question effectively to achieve a high band score. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask you some general questions about criticism and feedback. Here's a sample question with a suggested answer. Question: Do you think it's important to give and receive feedback? Band 6-7 answer: Yes, I believe feedback is crucial. It helps us improve and understand our strengths and weaknesses. Both giving and receiving feedback can be challenging, but it's necessary for personal growth. Band 8-9, answer: Absolutely. I firmly believe that constructive feedback is instrumental in personal and professional development. It provides valuable insights into our blind spots and areas for improvement. Moreover, the ability to give and receive feedback fosters open communication and creates a culture of continuous learning and growth. Part 2. Long-term cue card. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe a time when you received constructive criticism. You should say, who gave you the criticism, what the criticism was about, how you felt about it, and explain how you benefited from this criticism. Band 6-7. Answer: I'd like to talk about a time when I received constructive criticism from my manager at work. It was during my annual performance review, and she pointed out that while my technical skills were strong, I needed to improve my communication with team members. At first, I felt a bit disappointed because I thought I was doing well in all aspects of my job. However, as I listened to her explanation, I realized she had valid points. She gave specific examples of situations where better communication could have led to more efficient project outcomes. This criticism benefited me greatly. I started to pay more attention to how I communicated with my colleagues. I made an effort to be clearer in my emails and more collaborative in team meetings. Over time, I noticed that projects ran more smoothly and there were fewer misunderstandings within the team. Overall, although it was initially hard to hear, this constructive criticism helped me become a better team player and improved my overall performance at work. Band 8 answer. I'd like to recount an instance when I received invaluable constructive criticism from my direct supervisor during a quarterly performance review. The criticism centered on my tendency to work independently without sufficiently engaging with team members on collaborative projects. Initially, I was taken aback, as I had always prided myself on my self-reliance and ability to deliver results autonomously. However, as my manager elucidated her perspective with concrete examples, I began to appreciate the validity of her observations. She highlighted several occasions where my lack of communication had led to duplicated efforts and missed opportunities for synergy within the team. This feedback proved to be tremendously beneficial. It prompted me to reassess my working style and make a concerted effort to become more collaborative. I began to proactively seek input from colleagues, schedule regular check-ins, and share progress updates more frequently. The results were remarkable. Not only did our team's productivity improve, but I also found myself gaining fresh insights and perspectives that enhanced the quality of my work. In retrospect, this constructive criticism was a pivotal moment in my professional development. It helped me evolve from being merely a competent individual contributor to becoming an integral part of a high-performing team. The experience underscored the immense value of open feedback and the importance of continual self-improvement in the workplace. Follow-up questions. How did you implement the feedback you received? Band 6-7. Answer: I took the feedback seriously and made a conscious effort to improve my communication. I started sending more detailed emails and asking for input from my colleagues more often. Band 8-9. Answer: I approached the implementation of the feedback methodically. First, I devised a personal development plan that included specific, measurable goals related to improving my communication and collaboration skills. This involved scheduling regular check-ins with team members actively soliciting feedback on my communication style, and participating more vocally in team meetings. I also sought out resources, such as books and workshops, to enhance my interpersonal skills. Do you think it's easier to give or receive criticism? Band 6-7, answer. I think it's generally easier to give criticism than to receive it. When we receive criticism, it can feel personal and sometimes hurt our feelings, even if it's meant to be helpful. Band 8-9, answer. In my experience, the ease of giving or receiving criticism largely depends on the individual's emotional intelligence and the established feedback culture. However, I believe that receiving criticism constructively is often more challenging. It requires a high degree of self-awareness, humility, and the ability to separate one's sense of self-worth from the feedback. Giving criticism effectively, while also challenging, can be more comfortable as the giver is in a position of relative control. That said, the art of delivering criticism in a way that is both honest and empathetic is a skill that many find difficult to master. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this part, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some sample questions with suggested answers. Question: How can companies create a culture where constructive criticism is welcome? Band 6-7, answer. Companies can create a culture of constructive criticism by encouraging open communication. They should train managers on how to give feedback properly and make it clear that feedback is meant to help employees improve, not to punish them. Band 8-9, answer. Creating a culture that embraces constructive criticism requires a multifaceted approach. Firstly, leadership must model the behavior they wish to see, demonstrating openness to feedback at all levels of the organization. This sets the tone for a psychologically safe environment where employees feel comfortable both giving and receiving criticism. Secondly, companies should invest in training programs that teach effective feedback techniques, emphasizing the importance of specificity, timeliness, and actionable suggestions. This ensures that criticism is truly constructive and focused on growth rather than fault-finding. Additionally, incorporating regular feedback sessions into the workflow beyond annual reviews can normalize the process and make it less daunting. Utilizing 360-degree feedback systems can also provide a more comprehensive view and reduce the perception of bias. Finally, recognizing and rewarding individuals who both provide valuable feedback and successfully implement changes based on criticism can reinforce the positive aspects of this culture. By doing so, companies can foster an environment of continuous improvement and mutual support. Question: Do you think the ability to accept criticism is important for career success? Band 6-7, answer. Yes, I think it's very important. People who can take criticism well are more likely to improve and adapt, which is crucial for career growth. It also shows maturity and professionalism, which employers value. Band 8-9. Answer. The ability to accept criticism is undeniably crucial for career success in today's dynamic work environment. It demonstrates a growth mindset, which is increasingly valued in rapidly evolving industries. Individuals who can gracefully receive and act upon feedback are often seen as more adaptable and resilient, qualities that are essential for navigating the complexities of modern careers. Moreover, the capacity to accept criticism fosters continuous learning and improvement. It allows professionals to identify blind spots in their performance and skill set, leading to more targeted personal development. This ongoing self-improvement is a key factor in staying relevant and advancing in one's career. Additionally, being receptive to criticism often correlates with stronger interpersonal skills. It signals to colleagues and superiors that one is open to collaboration and values diverse perspectives. This can lead to better working relationships, increased trust, and potentially more opportunities for leadership roles. In essence, the ability to accept criticism constructively is not just about personal growth. It's a fundamental professional skill that can significantly enhance one's career trajectory and overall success in the workplace. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Constructive criticism, noun, constructivism, feedback that is meant to help or improve someone or something. Example: Her constructive criticism helped me refine my presentation skills. To take feedback on board, phrase, to accept and act upon advice or criticism. Example: I always try to take feedback on board to improve my performance. To implement changes, to put new ideas or strategies into action. Example, after receiving feedback, I immediately began to implement changes in my work routine. Growth mindset, noun, growth, the belief that abilities can be developed through dedication and hard work. Example, adopting a growth mindset helps one view criticism as an opportunity for improvement. To foster open communication, phrase, to encourage and promote clear and honest dialogue. Example, our team meetings are designed to foster open communication among all members. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test when discussing constructive criticism, use a variety of vocabulary and complex sentence structures to demonstrate your language proficiency. Provide specific examples and personal experiences to support your points. Show your ability to analyze the topic from different perspectives, especially in Part 3. Practice speaking about criticism and feedback to improve your fluency on this topic. Remember to maintain good pronunciation and intonation throughout your responses. By following these guidelines and using the sample answers as inspiration, you can effectively prepare for questions about constructive criticism in your IELTS speaking test. For more tips on how to excel in the IELTS speaking test, check out our guide on how to describe a time you were praised for your work in IELTS speaking. Additionally, to improve your overall performance, you might find it helpful to read about describing a time when you had to deal with failure, as this can provide valuable insights into discussing challenging experiences.